From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Under President Trump's declared national emergency due to coronavirus, COVID-19, the hours of service rules for truck drivers transporting emergency food supplies have been waived. According to thepacker.com, it's the first time they've been suspended since the rules were enacted in 1930. The declaration covers food for emergency restocking of stores as well as medical equipment, hand sanitizers, masks, and other items. The waiver remains in effect until midnight April 12th or sooner if President Trump terminates it. Temporary closures or reduced occupancy by restaurants, worksite cafeterias, and other outlets have ripple effect to the farmers and companies that sell fruits, vegetables, and meats to such food service businesses. Food wholesalers say they're working to find alternative customers for farm products. Though sales at restaurants and institutional clients have declined, outlets that offer drive-through or pickup and delivery service have seen their business increase. The USDA is rising to meet the challenges associated with the new coronavirus disease. AgriMarketing.com reports the USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service, Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, and Agricultural Marketing Service say they want to assure everyone that the agencies are committed to ensuring the health and safety of our employees while still providing timely delivery of the services to maintain the movement of America's food supply from farm to fork. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.